like to share out of the 39th chapter of Genesis and supporting scripture coming from the 41st chapter of Genesis that you've already heard in your hearing. Chapter 39, beginning at verse 13. The Bible reads, "And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand, and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house, spake unto them, saying, See, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. It came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. She laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, The Hebrew servant, which thou hast brought unto us, came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, After this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in prison. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison." Chapter 41, verse 14, and then verse 38 through 41. 14 says, "Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. Verse 38, and Pharaoh said unto his servant, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Pharaoh said unto Joseph, For as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning: elevated from the prison to the palace. Elevated from the prison to the palace. I thank God for his presence, because he could have not been here. But because he's such a loving and merciful God, once again, he looked beyond all of our faults, saw a need to bless our very soul. And I don't know about you, but I thank God for my blessing this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. It has been said that time waits on no man. And we can see that very well by how fast time seems to go. We have already went through a week into the new year. That week is already gone, but we are able to say this morning, I'm still here. That is a blessing this morning, to be able to say that you're still here. It is a blessing even if you're not able to say that you're still here, and you are yet still here, and the blood is running warm in your vein. It is a blessing to yet be counted amongst the living. And we need not take it for granted that God has blessed us to see this another day. And it's not by any of our merits. It's not because we are so special, but we serve a merciful and a loving God. A God that has blessed us, and a God that allows us an opportunity to come together one more time to just offer him words of praise, to offer him words of thanks, and to just to let him know that we appreciate the fact that he yet still blesses us. See, we got to learn how to pray to the Lord our God and learn how to wait on him, trusting and believing that whatever needs to be done, God can do it. Then we have to understand that there's some things that God has already done. We just got to learn how to wait on him. You see, when we consider that some things happen only in God's own time, we may have our mind set up and we may ask God for some things, and we may get a little impatient because God don't come exactly when we think he ought to come. Then we have to be careful, because when we ask God for something, God blesses us and gives us some of the things that we ask for, but he don't give them to us in the way that we expect it. sometimes you have to go through some rough times in order to see the good times. So we got to just learn how to be steadfast and pray to God for patience, that as we go through waiting on our answered prayer, that God will help us to be able to endure. When we say this morning that God has brought me through so many different things, we have to understand that the blessing is on the other side of through. We got to understand that there's some things that you're going to have to go through on this side of life in order to get some of the things that God has bestowed upon you. And there's some things that are just not going to fall right into your lap. There's some things that are just not going to miraculously happen. You got to learn how to ask God for the things that you want. And then when you ask God, you got to ask in faith, trusting and believing that the Lord will give you even the desires of your heart. Anybody know that you serve a loving, merciful God? Anybody know this morning that with God, all things are possible? We got to understand that we got to know that between the time that we pray to God and we ask God for something and that time span in between before it transpires into being what God would have it to be, the question is, will we continue to wait? Knowing that God is a supplier of our needs, knowing that God will do just what we need him to do. But the question is, we can't get so fearful in the thinking that we're not going to achieve our goal. See, the enemy has a way of putting distractions in your way, stumbling blocks in your way, if you will. And sometimes they even close doors in your face and make you feel like all of your running has been in vain. Even those times when you've been down on your knees and praying to God and asking God to do some things and God seemingly just has not come yet, the enemy will crowd your mind into thinking God does not hear your humble cry. But how many of you know that the devil is a lie this morning? I come to remind and encourage you to hold on to your faith. Hold on to the fact that you serve a mighty God that knows exactly what you stand in need of. See, when I ask God for something, God don't have to wonder. I don't have to wonder, does God know what I need? God knows exactly what I need. Then sometimes we ask God for things and it comes in a way that we just don't quite understand. Have you ever seen that even when you're in your darkest situation, in your darkest moment, as a believer, you cannot give up your trust on God? David said it like this in the 27th Psalm, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Look at what David is saying here. The Lord is my light. You got to get a personal relationship with God. Just like David had that personal relationship, you can have that same personal relationship with God. David was the one that said, "The Lord is my shepherd." But how many of you know God is your shepherd this morning? So you have learned how to personalize that scripture, personalize the matter, to know that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So I don't have to worry about being afraid of anybody because God is my light. And then even when I feel weak, I found that the Lord is the strength of my life. Whenever I'm weak, God makes me strong. When it seems like I don't know which way to go, God seems to always turn things around. Anybody know God to turn things around in your favor? I don't care how many times you heard no, God has a yes spirit. Of whom shall I be afraid? You don't have to be afraid of anybody or anything if you are a believer in the power of God. Now, I know that in life, sometimes trouble will come. But look what he said also. He said, "He shall hide me. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." Now, I'm not talking about that rock over by Washington Park Pool. I'm talking about the rock of Jesus. See, a whole lot of y'all been sitting on that rock, watching who come in and who go out. But there's going to come a time you need to sit on the real rock. So Somebody don't hear me this morning. Then I'm a witness. Where David said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he will strengthen thine heart. But you got to know how to wait on it. You can't wait on him always fussing and cussing. You can't wait on him with your heart down in despair. Sometimes don't wait on him with your head hung down. But learn how to look up to the hill. Anybody know about the hills of Zion? The Bible says, look up to the hill for my help. Come as well. Where did your help come from? Who woke you up this morning? Who fed you last night? Who made a way out of no way? See, I don't know about you, but I'm going to feel good anyhow. When we talk about waiting on God, then we got to know something about the word called patience. Many of us are too impatient because we live in this modern society. We live in a microwave time. We got to have it in a few seconds. But there are some blessings that God has in store for you, Peg, that's not going to come microwavable. You got to put it in the old timey oven. Glory, hallelujah. There's something that you get too quick and too fast. Probably the reason most of us are sick. We done microwaved ourselves to death. Eating meat full of steroids. That's why they can't find out what's wrong. They just really don't know. They done mixed up so much stuff, and we got so much stuff mixed up on the inside of us. If you don't know Jesus, there's some folk in here, and don't get me wrong. Don't get this here wrong. I'm going to say it anyhow, but don't get it wrong. There's some medication that'll mess you up. Sometimes you have to trust the power of God. And the reason I say don't get it wrong, there's some medication that's going to keep you living. So don't go home and say, I ain't taking my medicine. Reverend Kane said this, that, or the other, because I can't bring you back. We have a tendency of hearing what we want to hear, and we pull little pieces out, and we'll go run and tell it. It all boils down to what our old folk told us, just good old common sense. Go and listen, ask all the questions you need to ask, take it. If it don't act right, then you back off of it. But learn how to take it in moderation. Your system and this person's system may not be the same. That was for somebody in here because I didn't put that on my notes. The only way to learn more patience is by going through your trials and tribulations. When you see that there's a mountain of despair in your way, you got to have faith enough in God. And the Bible declares just the faith the size of a mustard seed could tell a whole mountain of despair, move to yonder, and that mountain will move out of your way. But the key to all of that is having faith in the power of God. We got to know that sometimes it's hard for us to believe that out of all the hardship that we are going through, how can we endure anything else? But I come to tell you that God is a merciful and a blessing God. Now, when we ask God to bless us, we got to understand that God may not come in 2 or 3 minutes. There's sometimes that God's just not going to bless us. If we ask tonight, it's not going to come to us on tomorrow. Sometimes they're weeks, sometimes they're months, sometimes they're years before you get your deliverance or you get whatever it is that you've asked God for.
But now, even though the space span may have been put out into years, that doesn't mean that God has left you. Because the Bible that I read said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. So even though you haven't answered my prayer, I still know that you're there with me. So hallelujah anyhow. Anybody know how to hallelujah while you wait? If you can't praise him when you're going through, you might not be able after it's all said and done. So I got to praise him while I can. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel pretty good this morning. Walking a little bit better. Hallelujah. Some of that congestion done got up out of me. I feel like talking about Jesus. Ow! If you want peace of mind, you got to learn how to wait on God. You got to learn how to get things together. The Lord is still watching over you. I don't care what you're going through. There's some things you ask God for. You better be careful what you ask for. God's going to give you just what you ask for. Then what are you going to do with it? God done brought us all a mighty long way. And this first week of the year, if you remember anything from the holiday celebration, remember that Jesus was just born to save us from our sins. He was born to save us from sometimes our very own self-made prisons. Everybody that's in prison is not locked up. Got some folk in here this morning that just as bound as they can be. Can't get out. Because there's an invisible barrier around you holding on to you. But you got to learn how to say, Lord, I want to come out. Anybody want to come out of your mess? Come out of that situation that you're in? Every now and again, you got to break your way out. Pray your way out. David said, if I had the wings of a dove, I'd fly my way out. Anybody want to fly out of this mess? Ow! Hallelujah, Jesus. God chose Mary, a little poor maiden girl, to carry the Savior. Jesus grew up as a carpenter's child. He wasn't a king in the palace, even though he was king of kings. But yet, we got to understand that God takes the least of us and brings us up to a place where he can utilize us. Because sometimes you look for God to get the high folk, the folk that we think they got it all together. The folk that we think they got all or most of the answers. But God said, no, I don't need them. Let me get this little nobody and make somebody out of it. So somebody else can see the glory of the Lord. Oh, somebody missed that. That's all right, though. You'll get it after a while. Hallelujah. Whenever you trust and believe that whatever you are praying to God for is going to come to pass, then it lets me know that there comes a time that even though you may seemingly be the least of those, there comes a time of elevation. Elevation. Anybody want to go higher? Anybody want to be lifted a little higher? We need to go to another level in order for us to get some of the things out of the service that we want to get out of it. You got to go to another level. See, if you still thinking the way that you were thinking 10 years ago, you got to go to another level. If you still doing the same thing you've been doing for the last 5 years, you got to go to the next level. Elevated. To rise to a higher place or position. Elevated means to be lifted up in spirit, to promote to a higher rank, to bring a higher moral, dignified situation to the matter. If you be patient and wait on God, elevation will come. Elevated because of patience, because of being steadfast, not being jealous, saying, Rem K preach all the time, but Rem K, what can I do to help you? Not being selfish and saying, I'm not the pastor, so I don't have to go, coming out to Bible study and teaching God's word. And God looks down on that and said, I'm going to elevate you because you've been humble in a few things, and I'll make you rule over a lot of things. Elevation. Let me talk just a few moments about a man from his youth all the way through his adulthood. Even though he was loved, good looking, and anointed with the divine gift from God, a gift to being able to interpret dreams, special in the eyesight of God, special in the sight of his Father, prospered in everything he laid his hands on. God prospered. This man I speak of's name was Joseph, next to the youngest son of Jacob. The Bible declares that Joseph was his father's favorite son. For the Bible declared, now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children, because he was the son of his old age. He made him a coat of many colors. When his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all of the other brethren, the Bible says that they hated him and could not speak peaceably upon him. Sometimes we get jealous of one another. Sometimes we think that somebody loved this one more than they loved that one. But you got to understand that there are some things that are just in the hands of God. The Bible says Joseph dreamed a dream. Sometimes you can't tell everybody what the Lord done told you. Because there are some folk that are jealous. There are some folk that are just like the brothers of Joseph. They're going to hate you, and they're going to do things to pull you apart. So the Bible said that these brothers, they sort of got them a scheme together. One day, Jacob said, go down and take your brother some supplies. Well, brother Joseph got down there and he couldn't find his brothers. Asked them a question and asked a question along the way, and they led him to the right place. Well, now the Bible declared that as Joseph was coming along in his beautiful colored coat, the brothers saw the coat before they saw Joseph. Here come the dreamer. You know how we always talking about one another? Here come the tattletale. Here come mama's favorite. Here come the one that all he got to do is just ask the mama do what he say do. Look at the dreamer. But I tell you what we going to do, bro. We going to get rid of the dreamer today. But the Bible declares that there was one by the name of Reuben. Reuben said, now, that's my brother. Sometimes you and your brothers may go in different paths, but they're still your brother. Sometimes there may be even hate or envy in the mix, but they're still your brother. So what Reuben said, well, let's not kill him because that's our brother. So the scheme was, we just put him in this pit. And we put him in this pit, we're going to leave him and go on back home. But now as they were there, they found that there were some Ishmaelites coming through. And as they came through, they stopped them and they said, "We got somebody we want to sell you." Think about it. Sell your own brother into slavery. As Joseph got sold into slavery, the Bible says he was brought down to Egypt. Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him on the hands of the Ishmaelites. One thing about when you're in the favor of God, no matter what you go through, God is still working behind the scenes. Joseph was still a special young man. And even though he had been sold into slavery, that the house that he was sold into, he found favor. Got an opportunity to work in the house. Wasn't a slave out there working real hard and down in the dungeon, but he was one of those working in the house. Well, everything would be all right if the devil don't get in the mess. You know the story, but I'm going to tell a couple of you anyhow. As he worked in the house, as I said, Joseph was a very handsome young man. The master of the house wife looked at Joseph. Husband must have been old. Here Joseph is a fine, strong young man. Walking through the house, taking care of things. Messed the wife up. Every time she saw Joseph, she started lusting. Good thing we got you, church, this morning. All our babies next door. I ain't gonna say nothing wrong. But look at this picture. Sometimes you gotta learn how to fight off temptation. Sometimes you got to learn how to respect who is in authority over you. The Bible declared that out of all of this woman's advances, Joseph always said no. But one day the Bible said came to pass when she saw him. She couldn't take it no more. Said, "Today you're going to be mine." So that day, she found Joseph, grabbed hold of Joseph's clothes. Clothes came loose. Joseph realized she mean business today, so Joseph got out of there. Sometimes you can't tell, you got to get out of danger. I ain't telling you nothing that's not in the Word. The Bible said, and it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and I cried, and he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. In other words, she said, I started screaming. Because I started screaming, he ran off and left, but telling the husband this lie. When the reality of the truth of the matter is, she was the one going after him. But you better understand that the devil has a trap set for you. And it don't matter who sets the trap. If you trust the power of God, God has a way to deliver you. But God told Joseph, get on up out of there. But the Bible said that the husband got mad, sent Joseph down to the prison. Joseph was locked up in prison for a long time. The Bible declared that as he was in the prison, that the butler and the baker got locked up. They began to have dreams. And Joseph was the interpreter of dreams. They said, I had a dream last night, and I don't know how to understand it. I don't know what's going to happen. But God, in his wise providence, touched the mind of little Joseph. Let Joseph know exactly what was going on. He told the butler that everything is going to be all right. All you got to do is just wait for 3 days. And in 3 days, you're going to get back into your position. But Joseph said, let me tell you something. When you get back, tell the king that I was lied on. I did not do anything to his wife. Go to bed for me and let him know so I can get out of here. Where the Bible said that the butler got back and went back to business. didn't even think about Joseph. The baker, he had a dream. And in 3 days, he said, a basket going to be on your head. And everything in the basket, the birds are going to eat it out. Sometimes you want to know and you don't want to know. But the baker found out that in 3 days, you're going to be hung. And the very birds are going to come and eat up your flesh. But then after 2 years, the Bible says, it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, stood by the river, puzzled in his mind, said, I don't know what the dream means, but now here come the butler. 2 years later, now he remembered Joseph. Said, I know a man. He's down there in the prison because I had a dream one night. And he told me what was going to happen. And everything Joseph told me came to pass. So the Bible says that Pharaoh said, go down to the prison and bring Joseph up to the palace. Do you get my drift? We're getting ready to see the elevation. Joseph is down in the prison. God has sent for Joseph to come up to and by Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, come right here before me now. When he stood right there before the king, he said, I want to know. I heard you could interpret dreams. The Bible says that there were going to be 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine. So Joseph said, all you got to do is find somebody that you can put over this matter. And after the 7 years of plenty, during that time, take a little bit out and put it off to the side. So when the 7 years of famine come, we'll still have food to eat. This is what gave Joseph the elevation. Look at the elevation. Pharaoh says unto his servant, can we find such a one such as this? A man that is full of the Spirit of God. Pharaoh said, for as much as God has showed unto us that this is a wise and discreet man, thou shalt be ruler over my house. According to thy word, all of my people shall be ruled by thee. Only myself, the king, the one that is in the throne, shall be greater than thou. Come on up, Joseph. Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh took off the ring, the signet ring, put it on Joseph's hand, put him on fine linen, put a gold chain around his neck, put him in the second chariot, that as he rode along, all the people could see that in the matter of no time, this somebody that you thought was a nobody, this somebody that you called a prisoner, had been elevated to the palace. And now he's second in command. You got to understand that from the time that he was sold until this very time was a 13-year span. So sometimes your elevation might not come overnight. It took Joseph 13 years. But because he was faithful, God brought him out. And I stopped by the Telfiles Chapel this morning that if we are going to be elevated, we got to have faith in God. We got to trust the word of God. We got to do exactly what God said do. And the Lord will make a way out of no way. We got to trust God if we're going to go to higher heights. It's time for us to get elevated. It's time for us to go to another level. I got to preach better, study harder, run stronger, and depend in the power of God. We got to do what God say do. Get rid of our petty indifferences and come together as one body in Christ. God has the power this morning to elevate you from your current situation to a higher place in life. And when God elevates you, it doesn't mean that you're better than nobody. It just means that you're in his favor. God has just blessed you and you are in his favor. Joseph was a man that believed the power of God. And he saw along his way that even though, think about it, if your very own family turn their back on you and sell you off as a slave, not knowing that one day they're going to have to come right back to you just to get food to eat. That's a message for another day. Hallelujah, Jesus. You see, Joseph's life didn't stop just right there. But God made that happen for a purpose. He was putting Joseph in position so that Joseph would be able to be a help to his family, to bring all of the children of God back together, to feed the people when there was nothing. You see, if nobody got anything, even the king himself would have died. But because of his wisdom in knowing how to put some things together and put a plan together and follow through. And then during my study, I found that Joseph wasn't one to sit back because he's in second command and say, you go do it. But Joseph went out and had some hands on. He went out along the country. He went out and checked out the ground so he'd know exactly where the grain was growing and where he could get the best product from. He used what God had given him to the best of his ability. And because of his faithfulness and his patience, he was elevated from the prison to the palace. If you feel like that you're in the dungeon this morning, you can get your elevation through the power of God. Your faith in a mighty God will make the difference in your life this morning.